In March, Spartan Hospitality Group here at Michigan State University launched a new venture it hoped would change the nature of fast food on the MSU campus and beyond. It's called the Food for Thought Food Truck. Since then, business has steadily grown. The culinary crew has taken its wares to such venues as the Taste of East Lansing Festival, and they've been able to use more local ingredients grown on the MSU campus that weren't in season when they first started. Current state contributor Judy Smelser gives us a closer look at food on the go, Spartan style.
Say fast food, and most people picture themselves in the car rolling up through the drive-thru. But what if you could turn that notion around? What if the food had its own wheels and came to you instead? And what if that food was gourmet? That concept has become reality right here in East Lansing with the Food for Thought food truck.
What can I do for you today?
Joel Heberlein, executive director of Spartan Hospitality Group, says that access to food on such a large campus can be a challenge.
Most of campus shuts down between 12 and 1 o'clock. We thought by providing mobile food that we could fill a need, fill a void that we had.
Do you want anything else? Maybe some chips or something to drink?
Food trains tend to get here a little slower than, you know, the big cities, obviously California, New York, Boston.
Michael Klein is the senior executive chef of Spartan Hospitality Group.
Whatever they're doing that's big there, we take a look, and if we think it's something that would fit here at MSU, we like to bring it here and let the local folks have a go at it.
This latest trend in mobile dining hit the streets of East Lansing last month. Chef Matt Wilson is in charge of the day-to-day operations. He says that after spending 4 years as the chef of the stateroom, running a food truck is a new experience.
This is the first one. I've always been a restaurant hotel chef. That's where I came from. I've been doing that for nearly 20 years now.
When I caught up with the Food for Thought team, they were at the Kellogg Center main kitchen prepping for the day's run.
The pre-flight every day is a whirlwind. I come in at 7 a.m. and then we start doing all the day's production, the fresh cut produce, vegetables, all that stuff.
The food is more upscale than your regular food truck, and our menu changes every week, so we're trying to be a little higher quality.
The main focus is on bold flavors, freshness of products. Really, if you have those two things and a skilled people putting it together, you really can't go wrong.
What makes this food truck special is the fact that most of the food served is locally sourced.
We have the Bailey Hoop House, who supplies us with herbs and lettuces. A lot of our breads we order from the MSU bakery. They make our cookies for us. All the pork that we've served so far out of this is raised for us as well by the student organic farm.
I gotta pull the rice out of the steamer right quick.
Cook Ron Canella showed me the wide range of menu items available that week.
This is an Indian vegetarian Indian dish with curry, chickpeas in there, kidney beans, sweet potatoes, turnips. I make a lamb jus that goes with our gyros.
Hey, what do you guys want to grab some water or a rag and rinse this coffee thing out really quick?
As preparations continued through the morning, Chef Matt wore a variety of different hats, including mechanic, handyman, and truck driver.
Fixes everything with a coat hanger. He's like MacGyver.
Like everyone else on the MSU campus, one of the biggest challenges for the Food for Thought team is parking. The main library is the destination for this day's run.
We like to try and get over by the bridge. There's a lot of good foot traffic. Unfortunately, we can't reserve a parking spot or anything like that.
With the parking spot secured and the truck opened up, the Food for Thought crew is ready for business. And a high-speed business it is, as cook Ron Canellis explained.
Our ticket time's 3 minutes, where if you're standing on a line in a restaurant, it's usually anywhere between 12 to 15 minutes.
As the lunch hour approaches, so do the customers.
Hi! What's best?
The pork meatloaf sandwich. It's wrapped in bacon. You really cannot go wrong with that.
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. I thought it was only going to be hot dogs and, you know, gross hamburgers, and it's not.
It tastes amazing.
The food here looks more interesting. Today they have gyros and Indian food.
It was better than I could have hoped.
Currently, the truck is available for catering events ranging from private parties to local festivals. By fall, students will be able to use their combo exchange for purchases. Joel Heberlein elaborated on his future goals for the project.
Ultimately for us is that we have long lines of people wanting to enjoy the food, or that we have so much demand that we have to actually add more trucks to the fleet.
As Chef Matt sees it, prospects for the future of the Food for Thought truck are bright.
I guess people should know that we're looking to make a positive impact for not only campus, but the community in general.
Chef Mike Klein echoed that sense of confidence.
Just come out to the truck and try it. Once you've tried it, you'll be back.
You can check Facebook and Twitter for more information about what's on this week's menu and where to find the Food for Thought truck.
See you next week.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be here.
For Current State, this is Judy Smelser.